You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. I want to thank God to be here today in the studio recording live. Shout out to my pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan, excited about God, excited about his goodness. This is a brand new day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing in it. I hope you are too. Father, we thank you today for a new day. We thank you that you make all things new. We thank you that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Father, today, bless us to have open hearts. Bless us to have open ears. Bless us to have open eyes. Bless us to take hold of this word by faith, Father, and declare it over our lives and to walk in it. May you be glorified today. May you get the glory. Father, we pray and we ask, let us speak what you give us to speak. And let it be a blessing to me and the people of God that are listening. Let someone want to give their hearts to the Lord today. I pray in the name of Jesus. It's not by accident that you tuned in. It's by divine appointment. So let us talk today. We're talking from the topic of new extraordinary wonders. God want to do something new in your life. And I was thinking about the parables of Jesus. And let's talk about it. Jesus was unconventional. So when we think about the word new, N-E-W, we can also think about non-traditional extraordinary wonders. We can think about non-conventional extraordinary wonders. That is how Jesus operated. And I want to look at a story in the scriptures first. Let's look at Acts 3. It says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. It was the ninth hour, and a certain man, he was lame from his mother's womb. He was carried, whom people had to carry him, and they laid him daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. They put him there so he could ask alms of them that entered into the temple. This certain man, verse 3, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked them of alms. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening, looking at him intently. Sometimes we got to look at people intently. Sometimes in our society today, we hardly look people in their faces. We hardly look people in their eyes. We're often busy, moving, headed somewhere, doing something. So Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, looked at him intently with John, and they said to the man, "Look at us." Verse 5, and the man gave heed, looked at them, and he had an expectation. He expected, they said, "Look at us," so they could give him something. Many times when you come to the stoplight, the red light, there is someone holding a sign or somebody walking in the middle of the median, an expectation that when you stop and when you make eye contact and when you look at them, their expectation is that you're going to roll down the window and you're going to put something in their hands. That is the expectation this man had. Verse 6, then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk, arise, and walk." I'm coming back to it. Verse 7, and he took him, Peter, took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And the man that was lame, leaping, stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw them wondering, amazed, questioning, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us as though by our own power or by our own holiness we had made this man to walk?" No taking the credit. To God be the glory. The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied, Jesus, in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let Jesus go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and you desired instead a murderer to be granted unto you, and you killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, resurrection power, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, the name of Jesus, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hallelujah. Let's hit this word. This word is about God doing, Jesus doing, the power of Jesus Christ causing new, N-E-W, non-traditional, non-conventional, extraordinary wonders in our life, just like we see it in this lame man's life. Peter and John were headed to the church to pray. Peter and John were headed to the hour of power, the hour of prayer, the ninth hour of the day. And here comes, laying before them, a certain lame man. Lame, he came out of his mother's womb lame. He came out of his mother's womb with a deformity. He came out of his mother's womb with an issue. He came out of his mother's womb like this. And he had to be carried his whole life from baby, from childhood, from adolescence, from young teen. He was now a grown man, a certain man, up in age to be considered a man, still lame, still has to be carried. And they brought him daily. Somebody brought him daily, could not work, could not live a normal, healthy, successful, self-sufficient life, but dependent upon others to provide for his livelihood. Could not do a regular job like the other men in the town, in the community, in the city. Could not have and own and operate a business like others. But he was lame and he had to be carried. Could not go where he desired to go, but had to rely upon someone to put him in this position, this place, this location. They carried him daily, picked him up daily, brought him back daily. You sit here, stuck in a place, stuck in a position. But here along comes the servants of the Most High God. Along comes the men of God of prayer and power, showing up at the right time, at the right place. I don't know how many years he had been here, lame from birth, lame from the womb. But on this day, by a divine intervention of God, he's at the right place at the right time for something new, a non-traditional, a non-conventional, extraordinary wonder of God is about to take place in his life. I pray today, as you listen to the radio broadcast, you recognize I'm in the right place at the right time. I'm tuned in to the right station at the right time to get this word and realize if God could do it for the lame man in the scripture at the gate, beautiful, he can do it for me. He can do it for you. Here comes the woman of God, the men of God, whoever God puts before you to use just as a vessel to impart and to declare to you, God has something new in store for you. Behold, he makes all things new in your life. So here it is, Peter and John. When he saw them, they're about to enter into the temple. When the man saw them about to go into the temple, he say, this is my opportunity. He said something. He asked of them in alms, asked them of a donation that was very common. It was standard procedure to be a blessing to the poor, to give alms to the poor, to consider the poor. So he asked them. He opened up his mouth and he asked them. He was bold enough to open his mouth. This was his livelihood. This is how he was able to survive off of the alms of the people that would have compassion, that would take pity on him and give him something. And Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, look at us. We don't even know. Sometimes when you stop at the red light, the people that are panhandling, that are asking in their own modern day way of alms of us, they don't really make eye contact. They look down at the ground. They look around. They look at you when you're not looking at them, but they do not really make eye contact. And perhaps this man was doing the same thing. Peter looked and fastened his eyes on him and looked at him intently. And I believe that he looked beyond the natural in looking at this man. He didn't just look at the exterior. So many times we stop with just what we see out of our natural eye gate. But I believe Peter and John looked deeper. I believe they looked deeper into this man by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. They looked beyond just a poor man that is lame, that's laid out here, that wouldn't be here in this position if he had another choice, another say-so. They could see that his legs didn't work. They could see that he was dependent upon someone to bring him, carry him, and take him back and forth. And they said, look at us. Look at us. This reminds me of the scripture that says that if Christ be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Look at us. But they weren't focused on themselves. Look at us. Because we're about to lift Christ up to you in your life. We're about to make an introduction to you. And Peter, fastening eyes upon him with John, said, look at us. and the man gave heed. The man obeyed the instruction. The man gave heed. He was at the right place at the right time. And now in obeying Peter's instructions, he's doing the right thing at the right place at the right time. God, let us be here today at the right place at the right time. Let us take heed to the instructions of the word. When we're looking at people for our solution, when we're looking at people to be our answers, God, put our eyes back on you. Where are you looking today in your position? Where are you looking? Who are you expecting and anticipating to carry you back and forth? Who are you expecting to be your crutch? Who are you expecting in your life today to bear the burden of your weight? Who are you expecting to give you an alm? Who are you looking in expectancy? Who are you? This was this man's daily habit, daily routine. What is your and I, my daily habit, my daily routine? What is our coping mechanism? How are we getting through the day? What are we doing? What are we relying upon? Who are we relying upon? Peter said, look at us. And he obeyed and he looked up. We don't know where he was looking, but he looked up and connected with men of God, praying men of God. And his life is about to be transformed. He gave heed to them. He had the wrong motive, but he was in the right divine appointment place and he was doing the right thing because he obeyed them. His motive was not what they had for him. He was unaware of the new, non-traditional, non-conventional, extraordinary wonder God was about to perform through his vessels in his life. But he at least obeyed the instructions. Look at us. And he looked and he gave heed and he was thinking, oh, they're going to pull out something and give me something. I hope it's big. I hope it's heavy. I hope it make a lot of noise when it hits the pot. And Peter said, silver and gold is not about the abundance of things. It's not about stuff, what we need. Sometimes we think I need money. I need God to bless me with some money. I need somebody to give me money. But I tell you, there's greater than money. The greater one is here, and his name is Jesus Christ. If you get Christ, he will satisfy the other needs. God has promised to provide for his children. He is Jehovah Jireh in our lives. He is our provider. God is doing new things today. Non-conventional, non-traditional, extraordinary wonders to perform in our lives. He's not coming the way we expect. Break out of the old expectation. Break out of tradition. Break out of it can only happen this way. Let God do something new. Let God do a new thing. Let God do a new and a non-conventional and a non-traditional extraordinary wonder and exploit in your life, in my life. God, do it, do it, do it. I want the new. I want to embrace the new thing of God. I'm looking forward to the new thing of God. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. I didn't bring money on my way to prayer today. I didn't bring a Visa card on my way today to prayer. I've had somebody say when I haven't had cash, there's an ATM machine right there. The person in expectation that I would give an alms telling me to go to the ATM and use my debit card. This man was in expectation that they were going to give him an alms. And Peter flip the script. Silver and gold I don't have. That's low level. That's low level currency. But he said, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. It's all in his name. All power, all authority, all dominion in his name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Something took place. Non-conventional, not the norm. Non-traditional, this was not the norm. this was not seen of took place. The name of Jesus in declared in faith. The name of Jesus decreed in faith. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, rise up out of your situation and walk. Get up and move. Get up and move forward. Come out of stuck positions. Come out of stuck places. Come out of traditional expectancy. Come out of, in the name of Jesus, rise up, mount up, get up and walk. Get up and move forward in God. Get up and move forward in the things of God. And in verse 7, they took him by the hand. Sometimes we need to be taken by the hand. Sometimes we need that support. Sometimes we need that extra support. They took him by the hand. They declared in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk over him. And they went an extra step. They took him by the hand and they lifted him up. My God, let this word of God today, straight out of the scripture, take you by the hand. Put your hand in Jesus' hand in this word. I put my hand in your hand, God, in this Acts 3, chapter 3. I put my hand in your hand. Let the word of God lift me up out of my stuck places. Let the word lift me up out of my stuck position. Let the word of God plant me on my own 2 feet in God. Let me plant my 2 feet in this word. They took him by the right hand. They lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. My God, all day, let the people of God, let me receive strength today. I receive strength from the word. I take this word in Acts 3 like medicine. Let it strengthen me. Let it stabilize me. Let it shift me out of, fetal position places. Let it shift me out of stuck places. Let it shift me out of complacent places. Let it shift me out of dormant places. Let it shift me out of walled in places. Let it shift me out of limited places. I declare today our feet and our ankle bones receive strength. We receive authority. We receive strength. We receive power. We shake off impoverished places. We shake off poverty mindsets. We receive strength in our minds. We break off poverty mindsets. We break off low level expectation. We receive the new of God, non-conventional, non-traditional, extraordinary wonders. May God do wonders in my life that I never thought before, that I never saw before. May God do something new in the name of Jesus in my life, in your life. What you do not think possible, what I think is not possible, for with God all things are possible. For with God a man born from his mother's womb, lame, it was possible. The impossible made possible today. New, non-conventional, non-traditional, extraordinary wonders. I declare new, the impossible made possible in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let's go. We're on verse 7. They took him by the right hand. They lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Declare, I receive strength, Lord, today from the word. I receive strength in the name of Jesus from the word. Every place in me, it might not be my ankle bones, it might not be my feet, but every place in me that needs supernatural strength of God, I receive it today. New strength in my mind, new strength in my boldness, new strength at my back, new confidence in God, new strength in my joy, new strength in my obedience, new strength in my love walk, new strength from the Lord, new strength in my expectation. Higher level expectation, new strength in my mindset, how I'm thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. New strength in how I think, new strength in how I perceive, new strength in my outlook on life, new strength I declare in the name of Jesus, transforming strength, new strength, new strength, new strength, stabilizing strength, equipping strength, grace strength. Come on, power, dominion, authority, conquering strength, overcoming strength. What kind of strength you need today? God says, new strength. This man receives strength, steadfast strength, immovable strength, unshakable strength, always abounding strength. God, give your people strength today. Strength to rise up. Come on, you coming up out of this place. Strength to rise up out of depression. Strength to rise up out of darkness. Strength to rise up out of anxiety. Strength to rise up out of everything holding you fast. Oh, Rabbi Shay, come on. We coming up in the name of Jesus. Strength. The strength of the Lord, the strength of the Lord. I declare the strength of the Lord over us today. I declare we receive new strength from the hand of the Lord. And the man stood, the lame man now stood, leaping. He stood and he walked and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. May you and I today, from this word in Acts 3, we read verses 1. Through verses, we went all the way to verse 16. May you and I today, after this word, spend the rest of the day walking, leaping, and praising God, telling somebody else, encouraging somebody else to be strengthened in the Lord, walking in new strength all day, all week, all month, all year, our whole lifetime. When we find the need to be strengthened, we flip back to this word and let us receive strength. And he leaping stood up and he walked and he entered with them into the temple. New direction. If you look at that, new direction. May God cause us to have new direction. May God order our steps, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him. May somebody testify and say, I see God doing something new in you. May somebody give witness and bear witness to what God is doing in our lives. May it be seen. May the exploits, may the new, may the non-conventional, may the non-traditional, may the extraordinary wonder of God be seen in our lives. And they knew, they all saw him walking, leaping, and praising God, and they knew this was the same old lame man that used to lay at the gate, beautiful. They knew he was the one, but guess what? When God do a new thing in our lives, when God strengthen us, we are transformed. We are no longer the same. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are past. I pray that you are on fire today with what God is going to do new in your life, that you're open and embracing in expectation and looking to God to do new, non-conventional, non-traditional, extraordinary wonders in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello,
amen,
and welcome, amen. Everybody.
Be blessed.
You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida 32935. We pray we'll see you.
You're listening to WWBC 1510.